Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Today I am hosting the show all by myself without the theme of it being a memorial show for Dr. Joy, although every show I do in this series, which is, by the way, indefinite in terms of how long it's planned, I will be here for at least the rest of the year unless proven that that's a bad idea or longer. And again, because of my clearing my head a little bit of the shock that we all faced with what happened in the last few weeks with our beloved Dr. Joy, but also my belief in terms of my own work in the media that what she was doing has a larger purpose in terms of this type of radio. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I guess I'm from the school of hard knocks, which is kind of a cliche. I've been around the block a lot. Oh, by the way, if you're just joining us, if this hour that we're kicking off is the only hour that you're hearing in terms of the radio station that you're listening to, my name is Michael Harrison, and this is the aftermath. This is the aftermath of the Dr. Joy Brown Show. It about as organic as anything you will ever hear on the radio in the 21st century or in the year 2016. And I can guarantee you that because I'm doing it. I'm in it. And there is no great ambition other than to really do a good job. And what's a good job? To continue the spirit of what Dr. Joy stood for. And even though I knew it before as a colleague of hers in the business and one of her best friends, not necessarily her best friend, but one of her best friends, because she had a lot of good friends. That certainly became apparent. But the lesson that I learned sitting in as the host or moderator of the tribute shows that we did a full 3-hour tribute show a couple of weeks ago on a Friday with people from the industry, the radio industry, the media industry, and some of the public service groups that worked with her and family. Her sisters joined us, and I learned that she had a lot of friends. She had a lot of friends. Some had never even met her. Oh, the beauty of radio. The beauty of this kind of radio, that you could have friends that you never meet. And it's, and yes, social media does that. As a matter of fact, the word friends is a word whose definition has changed. The word friend me. I like me, you know, like me, you know. It's different now than it might have been years ago. But all that aside, Joy Brown had a lot of friends. And the fact that radio can create friendships. And friendship, oh my gosh, friendship is the highest level of relationship anybody can have. If you're brother and sister, if you're sisters, if you're mother and son, mother and daughter, married to each other, boyfriend and girlfriend. If you really look at the basics of what makes any relationship really work, it's if you're friends. If you're really true friends. That is the foundation upon which everything is built. And Dr. Joy had friends. And I think radio that engenders and promotes friendship, connectedness, togetherness, understanding of different points of view, putting yourself in the other guy's moccasins. I think that that's a very positive thing, and that's what she did, and so that's why I'm here. I am reconciling the fact, as are her family members and her friends, that Joy's not here anymore, but I am not so quick to let go the opportunity, if it's for just 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in places where it's a three-hour show, which is its basic daily configuration, Monday to Friday, or 2 days, or a week, or a month, or a year, or the rest of my life. I would like to see that spirit continue, and I hope I can do my best at that. I'm not saying I'm the guy to do it, but I don't see anybody else raising their hand, so but to see it go for a while and keep that spirit alive, because I believe in that. I'm a fan of that kind of media, and I love radio. I just love radio. I love all kinds of media, but I love radio. If you'd like to join me in this little bit of therapy and stream of consciousness about friendship, in the first hour of the program today, if you didn't hear it, I talked about a plague upon society that I consider to be one of the most dangerous diseases that the human race can ever experience, that really leads to deep, dark trouble, and that is called fear. The remedy to that is intelligence, education, and courage. If you'd like to join, give us a call. 877-807-4048. Again, my name is Michael Harrison. This is not my day job, but I'm committed to doing it for as long as possible, as long as there's interest in it. And I think that aside from fear, one of the biggest problems, and I know that Joy felt this way, one of the biggest problems to our emotional well-being, and I guess that's what it's all about. It's about emotional well-being, about balance and peace of mind, tranquility, open-mindedness, tolerance, calm, earnestness, nice words, is how crazy fast and how crazy busy and how crazy noisy the world has become and is continuing to become. It's a noisy world. Noisy, noisy, noisy. You know, they talk about attention spans becoming limited, that people are on the fly, people are on the run, people are multitasking. Much of this is due to communications and the media, the digital age. And I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of the digital age. I'm a big fan of social media. I'm a big fan of connectedness, modern media, communications. That's my thing. But I also think that there's a great danger to it. There's an article in the brand new New York Magazine written by Andrew Sullivan. I just read it about an hour before I went on the air. My dear friend Richard Neer, who is a sports talk show host in New York City, and a fellow I've known since 1967. We started in radio together as kids playing Mantovani records, who then went on to become rock jocks, and we both were part of the FM underground rock and roll radio scene back in the early 70s and have known each other for years and years and years, and to this very day, talk about friendship. He and I are friends for about 49 years. 49 years he and I are friends. And we talk at least once a week and send each other links to articles that underscore conversations we have. And he sent me this article about an hour ago from New York Magazine, and I read it once through very quickly. It's a very meaty, juicy, chunky, you know, it delivers piece of literature. Andrew Sullivan wrote it, and it's called, listen to this, "I Used to Be a Human Being." And let me pull this thing up on my smartphone here. I think I have it somewhere. You got a printout of it here? Oh, thank you. "I used to be a human being," and the subtitle, you know how they have like a blurb, it says, "An endless bombardment of news and gossip and images has rendered us manic and information addicts. It broke me, and it might break you too." More on that in a few minutes. 877-807-4048. Michael Harrison with you on the radio.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're talking about fear. We're talking about addiction, addiction to cell phones or iPhones or smartphones or the Internet or Twitter, and to this fast-paced, attention span-deprived world in which we live. And you know something? There's no going back. There's no going back. What we need to do is get used to it. We need to learn how to balance our lives. What we really have to do is we have to teach our children how to use the Internet. And it's very difficult for most of us to teach our children that because we use our children to teach us how to use it. And this is a conundrum. This is a perplexing problem because Well, you see what it is that the 21st century, here we are, it's 2016. Of course, I know in my heart, because I'm a media freak, so I know in my heart and I know in my brain that maybe people will be listening to this broadcast 1,000 years from now. That's something that when I started in radio, you wouldn't even think about that. They didn't even record shows in those days. And if you recorded it for some reason, you lost it. I would say up until the year 2000, 95%, I'm pulling that out of my head, out of the air, but it's an educated guess. 95% of all radio shows are lost forever, gone. You know, they're out there 35 light years away, 40 light years away, 100 light years away. You know, how this bubble of, electricity and radio waves moving at the speed of light into space. You know, people, somewhere in another star system are watching I Love Lucy in the original broadcasts, let alone all the reruns. But that you'd go on the radio and it would be gone. It would be gone. And even big-time television, some of the biggest TV shows, there are episodes of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson that don't exist anymore because the network found the videotape more valuable to use it again and record something else on it than to actually preserve the shows. It was a disposable commodity, broadcast media. But I'm aware now, going back to the point I was making in my heart, I know that in today's world, everything that you say or do in the media, whether it's on a radio show, television show, a small little newspaper in an out-of-the-way place that has a readership of 20, is potentially forever. There are no small interviews anymore. I tell people that. I'm interviewed approximately once a day about the media. I'm what's called a go-to guy. When the New York Times or any newspapers out there doing a story about radio or media in general, I'm often the guy they go to. That's what I'm known for within the media business. And I never take any episode of talking to the media lightly, whereas it's for some high school newspaper in some town you never heard of. I'm not going to make up any name here or use any name because I don't want to sound like I'm creating a disparaging remark about somebody's hometown, because there really are no small towns and there are no small people. That's a whole other subject. But all right, this is not that important. How many people are going to read this? But do you realize that any time that you go out in the media, any time that you post something on Facebook, any time that you send out a tweet, call a radio show, send an email to your friend, that could cover the world forever. Unless, of course, it gets obliterated by an asteroid or something. But that everything is forever. So, doing a program like this is kind of daunting in terms of what it means and where it's going. This is all new stuff. This is all very, very new. I used to tell my son when he was a kid, be careful what you put on the internet. Someday you may be nominated by the President of the United States for a seat on the Supreme Court. He was like 7 years old. The internet's been around a long time now, folks, but, relative to history, it's just very modern times. I say, you don't want to be... You don't want to, publish for all eternity anything that will come back and bite you in the butt. Oh, all right, Dad, sure. But I'm right. And we see it all the time. So what it comes down to is we're so connected by the media, by the modern communications era, that individuality and privacy are becoming rare, endangered commodities. As a matter of fact, I think the two things that we are going to that we should worry about, not be afraid of. Again, I don't like fear. I believe in courage, but you should. That doesn't mean don't be a fool, and don't prepare yourself for imminent dangers. The two things that scare me a little bit, that I worry about, in terms of which way we're going as a people, as a society, as a human race, is that there will be scarcity of clean water. This is something that, I didn't envision this in my crystal ball. If you read and you study, clear, clean water is something that might be in short demand very soon, which would be horrible because we can't live without clean water. I mean, it's the basis of life, and we are not taking care of it. And here's the other one that's a little bit more esoteric, a little more abstract, but I think goes back to the article I was talking about by Andrew Sullivan, I Used to Be a Human Being, that appears in New York Magazine in the current edition. It's online. I certainly suggest you read it. It's privacy. Privacy. We are losing any ability to be individualistically private and still be able to operate as full-fledged members of society. In today's society, if you want to operate as a full-fledged member of society, you want to have a credit card, you want to drive a car, you want to buy a home, you want to go to a school, you want to have a job, you want to communicate with people in a modern and appropriate way, where you don't want to be a Luddite, you don't want to be out of step, you will find it harder and harder, I don't even know if it could be done anymore, to hang on to your privacy. And without a certain degree of privacy, there can be no freedom. 877-807-4048 is the telephone number. I'd love to hear from you. I'm Michael Harrison.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Our number is 877-807-4048. My name is Michael Harrison. We've been talking a bit about the concept of privacy and fear and the fast pace of our digital age society and how they are combining to, I guess the word is rewire. These forces at work here in the 21st century are rewiring the human nervous system. And, radio is an extension of the human nervous system, telephones, letters, all communications. We are the communications animal. We have language. We talk to each other. We articulate concepts. We try to communicate what's in our mind to the other guy and vice versa. And because of the acceleration of what's been happening and the existence of social media, all of which I don't know if I could live without social media, frankly. I am not against social media. I am just concerned that it's taking its toll on what we consider to be our humanity. Then a case could be made is, what is a human being? I mentioned earlier that there's an article by Andrew Sullivan in the current edition, like like there's such a thing as edition online. I haven't had a copy of New York Magazine in my hands. I don't remember when, but online, just recently posted, Andrew Sullivan talks about. He really gets into a very deep article about the dangers of our addiction to the communications web in which we are all embedded. And it's called I Used to Be a Human Being. Now, I'm going to get a little spacey on you right now. You ready for a little esoteric media theory? What's happening? And this, if you're just joining us, I was talking a few moments ago about the loss of privacy in our lives, which I equate to the potential loss of clean water. That for the human race to continue to be have any semblance of being human, we need to have clean water, because clean water is the basis of life, and we don't treat it as precious as it is. It's far more precious than oil and far more precious than gold. And if we didn't have it, we wouldn't have anything. And the other thing that we need, and maybe I'm wrong. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. But I think that we desperately need a degree of privacy in our lives. We need to be able to shut the door. You know, they say a man's home is his castle, or if you were to say it in modern, a person's home is their castle. You need to shut the shades. You need to shut the door. You need to not answer the phone. You need to be able to be alone or with your loved ones, with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your children, your family, your friends, and not necessarily have everything you do and everything you say and everything about you and how much money you have and how many times you've been married and how many children you have and every citation you've had for your dog pooping on someone's sidewalk or a speeding ticket or a misdemeanor or any kind of thing that happened in your life going all the way back, being instantaneously available to anybody that wants to investigate you. Let alone being subject to hackers, identity thieves, snoops. My gosh. Now, this is challenging. What makes it even more challenging, and you hear the word millennials, 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 millennials. Baby boomers are obsessed with millennials. As if all millennials are the same, and as if all baby boomers are the same. You know, I used to do baby boomer radio when baby boomers were hip. I used to do radio when it was the 18 to 34-year-old audience, and rock and roll was king, and David Bowie wrote the line, "Look out, you rock and rollers, someday you're going to get older," and it sounded profound. Wow, yeah, someday rock and rollers are going to get older. Oh, we'll see if that ever happens. You know, we are the youth culture. But millennials are not all the same. But like boomers, they have certain similarities. And one of the things that worries me as a boomer who deals with millennials, and I deal with millennials with great respect because I basically feel that they're not that different than boomers, and I basically feel that all human beings are not that different from each other. There are differences, but not so profound as to make them the other, you know, the other. But millennials, I had to get all that out of the way so that I don't come across as overly generalizing. So that being said, millennials seem to welcome this new environment where privacy doesn't exist anymore. We seem to be evolving to the point where we consider privacy loneliness. We consider privacy rejection, as opposed to a healthy balance between privacy and connectedness. See, connectedness without privacy is a curse. Privacy without connectedness is a curse. The balance between privacy and connectedness is a healthy medium that we should try to identify. And that should be the target of all of our activity. We should try to have a healthy balance between this amazing connectedness that we have today, but the ability to step off the grid, the ability to step out from that and have some degree of privacy. Now, I do not believe that we can put the genie back in the bottle. I do not believe that I have the solution to the privacy problem. I do have the solution for the water, for the dirty water problem, and that's let's stop polluting the water. Raise consciousness. I don't know, though, whether or not consciousness can be raised enough to alleviate the sinking into collective consciousness that we seem to be sinking into at the expense of privacy. Because the loss of privacy also means the loss of individualism. And the loss of individualism absolutely means the loss of freedom. And freedom is the foundation upon which, at least for the last few centuries, our society has been based upon doing what's necessary for society, for the collective. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, to quote Star Trek. But if we don't protect the rights of the individual, we're really sunk. We're really sunk. And you can't protect the rights of the individual if there's no such thing as an individual anymore, if there's no such thing as privacy. Don't you feel it creeping around you wherever you are? When you ever like want to scratch yourself in an elevator and then realize you better not do that? There's a camera. One of the things that amazed me about the Boston Marathon bombing and that tragic episode, you know, talk about bombing in our news several years ago. And boy, am I glad they caught those guys. And I'm not that worried about their rights. I'm a human being with emotions. I even didn't mind the fact that they locked down Boston and they hunted those guys down like dogs, like the dogs they were or are. However, when you step back and you look at it and you say, my gosh, every single inch of downtown Boston was under video surveillance. Every inch was under surveillance. Think about that. You know, remember the idea of getting lost in the crowd? You know, go to a place where nobody knows us. You know, I'm going to move to another town and start a new life. Try doing that in 2016. Not that I'm suggesting you want to move to another town and start a new life, but isn't it nice to know you could if you wanted to? That was the thing that just blew my mind. Every single inch of downtown Boston was accounted for on video. The entire world is under surveillance. And if it isn't, it will be. So what I said before when I told you that I'm going to get spacey on you a little bit. What's happening with this technology is that we are, you know, back to Andrew Sullivan, I used to be a human being. We are becoming artificially telepathic. Did he just go off the rails? No. We, through the use of technology, are one step away from having chips implanted into each of us that can be read by anybody anywhere. We're already almost there. I'll talk more about that when I come back. If you want to join this conversation, 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 Listen Line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Call in at 877-807-4048, 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison. We're talking about loss of privacy, speed of life, the danger of fear, the importance of courage, but the importance of caution when it comes to finding a balance between the lack of privacy and the need for individuality versus the benefits of living in this amazing communications age, an age that, by the way, I heartily endorse. I think it's wonderful. I'm all for communications. I think it's amazing. I think it's wonderful. I think there's tremendous potential. But you got to have a way to click it off. And I used to talk to Dr. Joy Brown about this all the time. This was one of we had several conversations that were ongoing between us. We talked about the benefits and the perils of the digital age, just on face value, loss of privacy, benefits of communication, A little bit about the havoc that it's wreaking upon some of the standard business practices of media. You know, the decline of newspapers, the decline of magazines, questions and challenges facing the theater, the movie industry. Everything is changing. Radio is certainly changing. I mean, I'm doing a radio show right now. In 2016, I'm sitting here in a radio studio that is located in Springfield, Massachusetts, Talkers Magazine. I'm the publisher of Talkers. We have a radio studio here. We do a number of shows, and I do a number of interviews here. I don't host that many shows. I host a couple of specials here and there, and involved with a few projects as a contributor. The central location where this is being mixed and put together is in Minnesota, and I'm working across the glass with a gentleman who's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away from me, but we're talking into each other's heads as if we're located in the same building. And it's being played on radio stations and websites all around the world in different times. So it's very different and on different platforms than if it were even 10 years ago. Fascinating, these times. Let's go to the telephone. Corinne in St. Cloud, Minnesota. You're on with us.
Hi, I just wanted to call and say how much Dr. Joy meant to me.
Well, you are one of many who have shared that sentiment. Tell us what she meant to you.
I just learned about her not even 2 years ago. And I feel like all of the advice that I've heard on her podcast, I haven't missed the show in the last 2 years. And everything I feel that I've learned from her has benefited me so much. And I use it with other people that I know, too. I offer the advice that I've heard from her to them in hopes that it'll help them also.
Does the sadness that I hear in your voice, is it because of the loss of Dr. Joy, or is there something else on top of that that's specifically bothering you at the moment?
No, it is the loss of her. I feel like I have cried just as much as I have for my own grandparents. They both recently died in November and July, and I feel like I have lost a grandparent, somebody very close to me that meant a lot to me.
Corinne, how old are you?
I felt like I knew her.
How old are you, if I may ask?
34 in December.
Uh-huh. Okay, so she could have been your mother. Not sure that maybe I get, you know, something. I start to get confused about the generations at this point. You've been around the block as long as I have, or as many times, and you start to say, "Wow, I could be that person's grandfather."
Okay.
You know, and I remember when a 34-year-old woman was a real adult. I remember when I was 19 years old and going into college, 24-year-old girls were women, and I was a kid, you know. It's all where you're standing. So you discovered Joy a couple of years ago?
Not even 2 years ago.
And I worked
the weekend shift at my job, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 12-hour shifts, and she was in my ear all weekend, and this last weekend, because I'm behind on podcasts, was the first weekend without her. And I even got teary-eyed at work because I knew she was gone.
Had you ever spoken to her directly on the radio, or did you ever meet her in person?
I called her the beginning of March this year about a problem, and she gave me the best advice. Even my own family didn't even give me the advice that she gave me, and it was perfect.
What was the problem?
My son has a father. I remarried. And he's with another girl, and he had a new baby. And my son's 9, and I didn't know if I should be the one to tell him about this new baby or if I should hold out and have his father tell him, because he doesn't call him but once a year. And I knew my son would have all kinds of questions that I wouldn't know how to answer. So I felt that I should hold back and let his dad tell him about it. And Dr. Joy said, no, you need to tell him. This is his life, it's his sister. He needs to know. Go out and buy the baby a gift, send it off, and then it's in dad's court.
Wow. Phew. The reason I'm going phew is because that was what I was thinking. I wouldn't dare have given you that advice at this moment. Maybe if I knew you better as a host of a radio show 6 months from now, I might have. But that's what I probably would have said. But that's not easy to come to. That's a tough problem.
Yeah, because even my mom and all my friends were saying, no, let Dad tell him, you know, and kind of taking that stance on forget him, let him do it. He doesn't even contact his son, but I didn't want to hold it back for my son. And, you know, to be able to go with my son to the store and buy gifts for this new baby made it exciting, made it, you know, fun. And then
that ties you to your son. That makes a relationship between you and your child. Otherwise, you would let the situation come between you and your child.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing.
Then
one of the worst.
Said, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah. One of the worst things in the world, and I've seen this in my life, and I even experienced it to a certain degree, is that when divorce, when children are brought into a divorce as pawns. Or as victims of the divorce because one parent doesn't realize that they're divorcing the son of a gun, whether it's a horrible guy or a horrible woman, but that the child still is connected and it's their birthright to at least have that parent. You should never bad rap a parent to a child.
Yep.
People do that. People do that. Happened to me.
One thing I want to mention before we run out of time, she meant so much to me and the community of her listeners, how she said they were all such great people. I had made a Facebook group hoping that, you know, all of her listeners could maybe want to join and come together and talk about stuff and, you know, maybe do the events of the day or, you know, just to kind of keep what she had going. And I posted a link to it on the visitors page of her Facebook account. It's for Dr. Joy Brown listeners. I don't know if anybody would be interested in joining us. I already have a few people in there, and I've already made some friends through starting the group, and I don't know if anybody else would be interested in coming
and being able to share
her wisdom.
You're letting them know. I'm going to have to run now, Corinne. Thank you so much. Good luck with the group. Good luck. Thank you. 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison. Very compelling.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.